This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The latest victims of violence in Iraq include a judge and a lawyer working for the special tribunal that's to try Saddam Hussein for war crimes. They were both shot dead yesterday in Baghdad. The BBC's Jim Muir joins us now from Baghdad. And Mr. Muir, these tribunal's members have remained largely anonymous. They have security guards. How were these killings carried out?
Well, as far as we're led to understand, Barwiz Mahmoud Marwani, the judge, and his son Aryan, who was also working at the special tribunal as a lawyer, were coming out of their house in North Baghdad when they were intercepted by gunmen who shot them both dead. These men were anonymous as far as the public's concerned because all the judges and prosecutors attached to the special tribunal had been surrounded by secrecy and discretion. There is a suggestion circulating in some reports that they may have been shot for personal reasons. In fact, tribunal sources are quoted as saying that. It's not explained what those personal reasons may be, but the fact remains that this is the first killing of anybody connected with the tribunal since the downfall of Saddam Hussein nearly 2 years ago, although judges around the country, at least 20 of them, have been killed by insurgents.
There have been reports of killings of various local government officials around the area. How is that affecting the effort to govern the country on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it seems there's no shortage of people willing to step forward to take up these positions. People, for example, at the Interior Ministry who are in charge of recruiting police, and police recruits are one of the main targets of the insurgents, say that every time they have a batch of people killed in these attacks, there are three or four people for each vacant position stepping forward. The fact is people need jobs. They really need to work. They need the money. And that is the primary reason why there seems to be no trouble in recruiting people to take what is a risky job.
Jim Muir is a veteran correspondent for the BBC. He's in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome.